Okay, chaf, right? That's what we're doing tonight. Chaf till the end, I think. Yeah, chaf till the Okay, so Simon Yud, Hilchot Tefillin, Ois Chaf. So Chalten Ma'umar, you take off the tefillin while standing up. Although some Zesvardim that put the tefillin on sitting down also. Some of them sit down too. So this is the order of how you take it off. So Maser HaSakrichas, Etzba, you take off the from the fingers first. Ushtayim HaShalosh. I imagine most people don't do this. I think Hasidim do this, but Litvish don't do this. You're supposed to take off from the fingers and from the hand and two or three wrappings that are around the arm. Which becomes a little bit of a disaster because if you don't wrap it all around your arm, then the tefillin shel yad hang out there, the ritzuas hang out, and it's hard to wrap your shorosh. But that's the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to do it. We're not knowing like that, as far as I know. We just take off the fingers. Then you take off the shorosh and afterwards the shel yad. Why? Why do you have to do it that way? It said, you have the tefillin between your eyes. Since vahayu is plural, so darsha yushtaim. As long as you have tefillin on in between your eyes, then you should have two tefillin on, the shalyan and the shalrosh. First, you put on the shalyan, and you take the shalrosh off first. Meaning, shekol zman sheyesh alav shalrosh, whenever you have your shalrosh on, tiyeh alav gam shel yad. You also have to, the shel yad has to be on. Meaning, one is not allowed to have the tefillin shalrosh on unless he also has the tefillin shel yad on. Obviously, if the person can't put on the tefillin shel yad, or like we discussed yesterday, then he just puts on the shalrosh. But if you're having both of them on, you cannot have the tefillin shalrosh on without the tefillin shel yad. And you're supposed to take off the shalrosh with the left hand. Because that's the weaker hand. Why? When you take it off with your weaker hand, that shows you're not excited about taking it off. Because if you take it off with your strong hand, then it shows, oh, you know, when you're doing something you're excited about, you use your strong hand. So this here, you're showing your weak hand. Why? Really, the mitzvah is that we have to have tefillin on all day. Since we don't have a clean body, that's why we take it off right after davening. So really what we're doing is incorrect. So therefore we want to show that we're hesitant to take off the tefillin, so we take it with our left hand. You cannot take off the tefillin, not in front of Sefer Torah, which we had yesterday, and not in front of your Rebbe either. You should move off to the sides, don't take off your tefillin in front of your Rebbe. That lechayra means a Rebbe muvuk. That's what I'm assuming, which we really don't have anymore. Fine. Minig chachamim lenashik is a tefillin. The minig of chachamim is to kiss the tefillin b'shas hanachosim when they put them on, and b'shas chalitzosim when they take them off. All right. Fine. And then ein lahaser as a talis ad lach chalitzos a tefillin. You should not remove the talis until after the tefillin get removed. So that's the order of putting on the tefillin and taking off the tefillin. Chaf Aleph, Yaniach is a tefillin b'soich hakis shelahen. You should put the tefillin into the bag ba'ofen in a way sheyed lamachar la'itzi tchila shel yad, so that you know which one will be the shel yad. Right, like we said, I think it was 2 days ago. It says shatam la'is al yadecha va'yulut ha'tefais pein enecha. So the shel yad has to go on first, even if you take out the shorosh first, which means that's the first mitzvah that came to you. But in this case, you have to pass it over because the Torah says put the shel yad on first. So therefore, you should put it into the bag in a way that you're not going to hit the shorosh first. Avaloyinir shel yad al shorosh, but don't put the shel yad on top of the shorosh. Given the shorosh kedushas gedolim shel yad, like we said yesterday, the shorosh has more kedusha than the shel yad because it's four different batim, and it has the shin on it. They should be put there side by side. And then take the bag with the tefillin and put it into the bag with the talis. The talis goes on top. even though the talus is less choshuv than the tefillin, but you put the talus on top, kadei sheyifka v'talus tchila, in order that you hit the talus first. Like we said, you're supposed to put the talus on before you put on the tefillin. In that case, we said that if you put on the tefillin first, if you hit the tefillin first, then you put on the tefillin before you put on the talus. So those tefillin boxes that they, you know, the plastic ones, the hard plastic that they say the soldiers use. So if it's one on top of the other, it's a problem. Because you don't want to put the shel yad on top of the shel rosh, but you don't want to put the shel rosh on top of the shel yad either, because you don't want to hit the shel rosh before you hit the shel yad. So I've seen some that they have them side by side, but it shouldn't be one on top of the other. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, and I think this is what most people do, when you're a righty and you reach into a bag, you usually hit the left side. So therefore, the minig is to put the shel yad on the left and the shel roish on the right. So in the bags, the shel yad should be on the left and a little bit more forward than the shel roish. Like this, you're going to hit the shel yad first. Chaf beis. So this is, we're going to see as we go through his tefillah, many examples of where tefillah b'tzibur is not the priority. There's other priorities ahead of it, which davening with tefillin is a bigger priority than davening with a minyan. So it says, Misha ain't like tefillin v'tzibur mispalel. Let's say somebody doesn't have tefillin and the tzibur is davening. Mutav she yis'akev ad la'achat tefillah satzibur. It's better to wait until after the tzibur is finished davening. To borrow tefillin from somebody else, so you should say kriya shema and shmoneh esrei with tefillin. Mimashi yispalel matzibur b'lay tefillin. So it's better yichidus with talis and tefillin than a minyan without. Our misha misyar shemi yavers man kriya shema achim to tefillin. But let's say you're scared that man thought kriya shema is going to pass before you find the tefillin, so then kara kriya shema b'lay tefillin, then say kriya shema without tefillin. And if you're worried that Zman Tefillah is going to pass, so then Mispala Gamkein, you have to also daven B'yichidus without Talis and Tefillin. Right? Even Talis and Tefillin, which we're telling you not to daven with a minion. Right? If you, meaning it's so important making Zman Tefillah that even though we normally tell you not to daven with a minion, if you're not going to have Talis and Tefillin, but if you're going to miss Zman Tefillah, then daven without the talus and tefillin, right? Because you to achar kach tefillin, and then when you find the tefillin, yanichim bebrachas, you put it on with brachas. V'yamar b'hem eza mizmor, or yispalam in mincha. Then say some sort of mizmor. He doesn't say to say kriya shema. Minig ha'yeshivas, minig of the guys that wake up late, is they put on the tefillin and they read kriya shema and then they daven mincha with them. Aval. Laila loves Mount Tefillin. Laila's night is not as Mount Tefillin, but also Lenicham Laila, you are not allowed to put Tefillin on at night. To practice, the Poskim say that you could put on at night. Bein Hashmashas L'chayra, you should put on the Tefillin, but don't put it on with a bracha. Mutter Likach Tefillin Shechaveri, Gam Shalei B'Idiyasa, like same thing we said by Talis. It's mutter to take the Tefillin of your friend, even without him knowing, L'nichon L'varach Alayim, to put them on and to make a bracha. Fine. Tefillin needs to have a clean body. You have to be very careful not to have gas when you're in tefillin. Now, he brings here in the footnote from the Buchacha that it's actually worse to have gas in your tefillin than if your tefillin fall on the floor. Now, I think that's something that many people are not aware of, how grave it is. And he says the same way you fast, if tefillin fall on the floor, at least officially, we said yesterday or 2 days ago that we give tzedakah instead. But then he says you should also fast if by mistake you have gas in the tefillin. So it's a majorly important thing. Fine. That has intestinal issues, even if he's not having pain, patur min ha'tefillin, he's patur min ha'tefillin. Why? Because he's not yachol lishmer hazatzin b'nikiyas karoy, because he's not able to keep himself clean properly. If he knows that he'll be able to stay clean, let's say his stomach stops hurting him and he goes to the bathroom and he knows he has like a 10-15 minute window or whatever amount of time he has, then he can, if he could slide it in there to daven Kriya Shema and Shemana Esrei, then he should. But But any other chayla in mitzdar, this is a very important mussar about putting on tefillin. Avashar chayla in mitzdar b'chol yoy ve'ein taitim yushevas lev mitzayra. If he, meaning the sickness that the person has nothing to do with the stomach and gufnaki. He's just sick, and he's in tzar, and he doesn't have yishuv adas. His mind is not settled to put on mitnei tzar because it was pain. Potter, he is potter from putting on tefillin. Right, because you need to have the proper mindset when we put on tefillin, and he can't have the proper mindset, so therefore, he is potter. Because you're not allowed to be masiach das from the tefillin, like we've been saying, which is pretty scary. Because you know, I don't know, whatever. I'm not gonna I'll tiftach peh, whatever, not to be mekatri, but it's very difficult to keep that in mind. And if not, meaning if he's not so in pain, then he's chayiv to put on the tefillin. My father's Zichron Baruch Hu, just a quick story, was once in Rabbi Freifeld, Shlomo Freifeld's house, before when he was putting, he was davening, because he was a chayla for many years of his life, and he was just standing there holding his tefillin and not putting them on. And my father asked him, like, what are you doing? And he said, I'm not besimcha, so I have to wait until my mind settles and I'm a besimcha, then I can put on my tefillin. Is you know, that's the way we have to. I mean, everybody should never know from this, but we have to make sure that we approach putting on tefillin with the proper mindset, literally and figuratively. Chav dalet katan ayadei lishmar tefillin shalei yafiach ben v'shalei yishem v'hen. A katan who knows how to make sure he's not going to have gas, etc. Aviv chayiv liknas lo tefillin sheyanichen. His father is chayiv to buy him tefillin. Now this doesn't say an age, so it could even be from age 9 or 10. Depending on the kid. But nowadays, the minig is shemaskal akotan l'neir tefillin shnayim ashloisha chadashim. He says, the kids are says 2 or 3 months. Kaidim shenase ben shloisha shoshana before he's 13. Obviously, as everybody knows, most have the minig for a month. Some chassidim have even the day before. Some have only on that day. Okay, everybody with their minig. But again, the ikar din, though, is once the kid is mature enough to put on his tefillin properly, then he's got to really me'ikar adin, put it on even well before his bar mitzvah. But again, a quote from Rabbi Freifeld, I guess it'll be Rabbi Freifeld tonight, he says that he said back then, in his days, he thinks the age of chinuch is about 16. Right? If he was up to him, he'd push up the bar mitzvahs from 13 to 16, and I think he would only see what nowadays is going on. I think he would even move it up higher. Okay, chav hei, be'inyin hanachas tefillin b'chol amayid. Putting on tefillin and chol amayid, yesh machloik as a paiskim. There's a machloik as a paiskim. V'chilukim in hagim, yesh mekayim yishin. Shachzalik kadas a paiskim shaloi lanichon. That's the majority of people. Most that they don't put on tefillin. Yesh mekayim yishin hagim. Kadas a paiskim lanichon. And some say to put them on. El shem evarch naleim. B'kol rom, you don't make a brach on it loud. Bitzak neses. Kimoi shar yimoi sashana. Like other days of the year. V'yesh nagin lanichon b'loi brachas. And some put on without brachos. What you should do is if you put on tefillin, you should have in mind that if it's not cholamayid, then all you're putting on is some straps, which is not so easy to necessarily understand. But that's what some do. He repeated this. He said this a couple of days ago that even though the reason why you don't talk between the shalyad and the sharosh because you made brachos, you don't want to be mafsik. So on Chol HaMoed, if you're not making brachas, you should be able to be masik. He said, no, you cannot be masik. Achla Kaddish and Kedusha, yafsik. If you're running late and they're saying Kaddish and Kedusha, then you should be masik. But Tzrichin Lizar Shah, HaMespalim, B'Veis HaKnesses, Echos, Lo'yu, Ketzas Menichin, Ketzas Ein Menichin. In one shul, you shouldn't have some people putting on tefillin and some people not putting on tefillin. That really depends on the shuls. In the yeshivas, there's separate minyanim usually, or separate rooms. And most other shuls, I think nowadays, the white shul, Sulitz, they let you mix. He says this for sure, but making the Torah look like it's different Torahs. Now this is a controversial one that's not so simple. Tefillin that have a chazaka that they're kosher. Minadin kozman shabayis shalim. As long as the bias of the tefillin is complete, it doesn't look damaged. Gama parshias arein b'cheskosan ve'ena tzricha b'dika. The parshias have the chazaka. They don't need a b'dika. So that's he's saying you do not have to check the tefillin, especially nowadays that the tefillin are sealed very, very well, and we're climate controlled environments, and your tefillin very rarely go on either side of 70 degrees, so you really don't have to check tefillin. It's proper to check. He's just saying it's proper to check them, because sometimes from sweat. But if you'd only put on the tefillin sometimes, right, then that's when the Shulchan Aruch says you need to check it twice in 7 years. That's what that's referring to. Because we're afraid maybe it decayed. Right? Like Sifrei Torah, the same thing. You got to use them. If you don't use them, they start decaying. It's the same thing with the tefillin. But if you use your tefillin every day, and they look to be intact, see this, that people make a mistake. They think they're checking the tefillin because maybe the original cipher made a mistake. That is not why we're checking the tefillin. It had a chazaka when you bought it that it's kosher. The chazaka remains. Nothing changes. It's only damage. Same thing with mezuzahs, which is the next subject in the kitzer. Same thing with mezuzahs. Your mezuzahs don't have to be checked unless you have a reason to believe that they're damaged. What can possibly happen to a mezuzah that, like we said, is on either side of 70 degrees and no water goes anywhere near it and no wind and no anything? There's really no reason to check the Zman HaZeh, although the place can say to check it anyways. The outdoor mezuzah maybe, right? Okay, but I'm not gonna. That's hopefully there's no soy from on, right? Fine. B'cheinim nikra ha-bayis, and if the bayis gets torn, tzrichin gam ha-parshis b'dika. Meaning, if some damage happened to the bayis, and then you have to check the parshis. B'cheinim nashu b'mayim. Of course, if it falls into water, you got to check it. Or it's like if it sits in a hot car for many, many hours, like on the dashboard and stuff like that, then you'd have to check it. If you don't have anybody to check them, and he doesn't know how to go back and sew it up properly, you should put them on without checking them. So you shouldn't be mevatel yourself mitzvah tefillin, but do not make a bracha on them. And of course, we know that the mefarshim or the pais can bring. That if you're going to check them, they should be checked in Elul. All right. Okay. Fine. We will stop there. The Elul should be Matzliach. We should hear Besuras Toivas. And have a good night.
Yeah.
Have a good night.